Good morning, everyone. Russ Martin, and we're pleased to have with us today Shannon Anderson of Rensselaer, an award-winning author of children's books. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
You spoke at an event last year entitled Empowering Girls, which is what's going to be taking place again this year. And before we get into your topic this year at the Empowering Girls event, what did you speak about last year?
Last year was the first year for the Empowering Girls event, and I spoke about how sharing our stories, we can empower each other. So how there is strength in numbers and being able to know each other's stories can help us to not feel alone or different. It helps us get through and problem solve together. That was pretty much the gist of the talk last year.
And they've asked you back this year as well. What will your topic be at the Empowering Girls event this year on February 18th?
This year they are using the theme of our fears helping us to become fierce. So kind of the struggle makes you stronger type thing. I have written 3 books on growth mindset, so I'm going to be focusing on how we can get a better mindset to live a better life.
Well, you mentioned you've written 3 books, and of course you've written several more than that, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your current career. Do you have any additional books that you're currently working on, and do you have any book signings or presentations that will be taking place soon in the area?
I do have some books that I'm working on, and my most recent book, I Love Strawberries, is keeping me super busy, which is a really good thing. It is causing me to go around the country to different states to talk to schools and Ag in the Classroom volunteers and teachers. It received the Farm Bureau National Book of the Year Award, and so many schools that do Ag in the Classroom activities have reached out to have me share the book with them and share activities that could go with them to extend the learning beyond the book. Some of the things I'm working on currently in writing are, one, the next book after I Love Strawberries. So I Love Blueberries is in the process right now. I'm very excited about that. And I am working on a book for teachers that is how to get kids excited about writing in the classroom. So it's going to have all kinds of ideas for creative writing exercises. I have a couple more picture books coming out this year. One of them this summer that's coming out is about a little bird who's going to use his words for good, because as we know, words can harm or hurt others. So this is about a little bird named Scooter who cannot fly, but the size of his heart is more important than the size of his wings. And so I'm really excited for that one to come out, and it's entitled Heroes Don't Have to Fly.
Shannon, if people would like to find out more about your work, do you have a website or Facebook page?
I do. If you go to shannonisteaching.com, that's my website, and that's really the easiest way to get to anything. It has my social links on there. It also has a Contact Me tab. It has free resources for teachers and a kids' corner for kids' activities and a book tab if you want to learn more about any of my books.
And Shannon, do you have more information about the Empowering Girls presentation this year?
I do. It is going to be held Saturday, February 18th from 1 to 3 at the Jasper County Fairgrounds. And they would like for people to register. I know that they've been posting that through the Rotary Club, the Purdue Extension Office, Cornerstone Real Estate Agency, and it's only $5. And the girls that come get all kinds of goodies in a goodie bag. They will be treated to manicures and jewelry making and painting opportunities, as well as listening to a couple of speakers. It's for girls 11 to 18.
Shannon, thanks for joining us today. Shannon Anderson, children's book author from Rensselaer, very successful, has been our guest today. And Shannon, we wish for you continued success, of course, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.